This is not real complicated. I don't know what happened in the second half. We certainly didn't come out and play. Penalties, sloppy football. Seemed like every time we had a special teams play, we had a penalty. Every time we had a kickoff return, we had a penalty, so we started inside the 10. And, you know, you saw the last play, the last series offensively, we make a first down, and it seemed like a late call, but it was a holding call to move the ball back and ruin that drive. So just very disappointing that our second half wasn't better. I thought that when we scored our field goal at the end of the first half that we had the ball again at the start of the second half, and it was going to be an opportunity for us to take it again and score. And, of course, we had a penalty, got backed up in that drive, but we did make a first down there. So, we didn't have any turnovers. We were plus one there. But the real factor was we had, in the second half, we had a lot of difficulty, obviously, stopping them. And we didn't do anything with our opportunities. You're not going to beat anybody with 16 points. I would normally say that was 17 either, but since it was 17-16, there's not much I can comment on there. Just disappointing to come down here and play like this in the second half.
Coach, Sean Locklear, he went down late in the fourth quarter. Do we have an injury update?
It's a knee.
On the penalties,
I don't know what the breakdown is, but you're right. I mean, this team, in our division, this team had 93 or 98, I can't remember, penalties. We had 48. So tonight we got 8 called, and maybe 9, and they had 3. So.
Just sloppy play.
Evidently. I haven't seen the tape either. You saw it as well as I did. I mean, obviously, on the special teams areas, it was – every time we did something, it seemed like there was a penalty. So that was real discouraging.
Tom, on the missed field goal, did it look like the snap was a little bit off? Or do you think he just
I really didn't. I don't know what to attribute it to. It was. I'd have to check.
Tom, over the years, you've obviously coached against a lot of great players, but with Griffin, in all the different ways he can hurt you, is he one of the toughest to game plan against?
There's no doubt that because of the different nature of their scheme and their concept, it's you don't see it every week, so it does cause you a lot of time and energy and effort in trying to figure out what their formations tell you, and then what you can expect from those formations, but. Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, you saw how quickly he gets to the outside when he pulls the ball, and that kind of speed is going to be devastating anytime.
Tom, how frustrating was it not to be able to get off the field there in the last 4 minutes to get the ball back in Eli's hands?
Terrible. That's what you strive for. You know, we talk finish. I thought we could do that. I thought we could punt it down there. I had 2 timeouts. You know, the first time they snapped the ball, they gained 8 or 9, which is, you know, the problem with that is you start using your timeouts, they're gone. You know, the guy makes a first down and they're gone.
How much more difficult does this make the division race?
Well, it's highly competitive. It's going to be all highly competitive. We had an opportunity here today. But now there's 1 team with 7 and 2 teams with 6 wins. So there's 4 games to go.